The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. Today we're going to discuss why your CRM is the most important tool for everyone in your organization. Joining us is Lars Helgeson, who is the CEO of GreenRope, which is a complete CRM system with sales, marketing, customer service, and operations built into one single database. You gain a complete understanding of your business performance, metrics, and growth with GreenRope. They have all the tools you need to manage and execute strategies in one place to alleviate the needs for additional third-party platforms. Yesterday, Lars and I talked about how to leverage technology, specifically CRMs, for business management. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about marketing, specifically marketing automation, customer journey mapping, and data modeling. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Lars Helgeson, CEO of GreenRope. Lars, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks for having me back.
Great to have you back on the show. Yesterday, we talked about the elegance of a streamlined CRM solution that allows you to have one place to put all of your data. So your sales, marketing, customer service, your product teams, they're all using data from one source. And today, I want to talk specifically about how that affects marketing. There's a whole bunch going on related to your CRM systems. You're using the data to run marketing automation campaigns. You're trying to figure out what your customer journeys are, and fundamentally, you are modeling data to understand more about your customers. Talk to me about some of the advanced ways that you see customers using CRMs to be more effective marketers.
Well, marketing is very much a part of the whole CRM universe. I call it complete CRM, but the idea is that you're taking a full view of that whole relationship, and marketing plays a big part of that. You've got email, you've got video, you've got social media, you've got your website.
Podcasts,
obviously, the most effective way to reach out to people.
The best way.
And the best. And so the more you can pull that information into a centralized source, the more you can leverage that information to understand which of your campaigns are working better. And better can mean different things to different people. So it could mean, are you getting a cheaper cost per lead? Are you getting a cheaper cost for conversion? What's actually driving your conversions by looking at all those different channels, you can see, well, is the podcast really making people want to become customers or not? So you can answer those questions when you have the data. And that's what we want to do. We want to create a centralized place where all that data comes together and you can make those informed decisions.
So having an understanding of the entire customer journey from your marketing efforts, your lead generation, your middle of the funnel marketing, your building consideration, all the way down through conversion and then hopefully retention as well, unearths a lot of questions that marketers can ask. Talk to me about some of the questions that you've seen and how is having this single source of data helping marketers find clear-cut answers?
Like we were talking about before, data helps you find the clear-cut answers. And so one of the things I like to do is model that journey. And we're all familiar with the concept of funnels, where people move through various different stages of a buying process, and you set up these different gates. And there's sort of an oversimplified way of modeling how people go through a buying decision, because a lot of times people will drop out. They may jump to a different stage. There's a lot of variability in how that works.
Yeah, the customer journey is not a linear path.
Exactly. But if you have the data, you can measure what's happening. If people skip different stages, how long they're in there, what's your percentage drop off? And then when you see those drop offs happen, or you see certain things happen, you can set up automated sequences to take care of that. So that, say someone's in your funnel and you haven't talked to them in 7 days. What are you going to do about that? Do you send an automated follow-up that says, hey, I know you got to this stage in the buying decision process, and maybe you need another piece of information, or maybe you need a discount code, or whatever. You know, there are all these different things that as marketers, you can work with your sales team, you can work with your senior management to think of what are all the ways that we want to keep people engaged throughout the entire customer journey. And do that. Lead nurturing is a common term that you hear, where you can nurture a lead through that process to get the maximum number of people to the end of that buyer's journey.
Have you seen the documentary Social Dilemma on Netflix?
I have not seen that yet.
Okay. I will go on the record of saying I thought it was a piece of shit.
Okay.
It was all advertising is a new thing. It's all terrible. And the marketers are taking your data and like it's a new thing.
Right.
People are taking data and using it to advertising and marketing influences consumer behavior. New concept for 2020. And that never happened before Facebook. Anyway, I will get off my soapbox. That documentary was a piece of shit. And talk about one part of it that I thought was interesting. There was a video of, I forgot what his last name is, Karmoff from Facebook, one of the early Facebook employees, talking about how to grow Facebook, they realized that they needed to have someone add 10 friends in the first 7 days. And if someone was going to pass that milestone, they were going to be an active Facebook user for a long period of time. To me, that is a great example of data modeling and journey mapping. If you hit this critical milestone, then chances are you're going to be the type of customer we want. Big question I have for you is a special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then. And instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. How do you come up with those conclusions? How do you figure out what are those key milestones, those data points that you need to hit to influence what your marketing efforts are?
It's interesting because it's harder than you would think to answer. You need to have the data first to be able to make those decisions. So you have to know, what are people doing with your emails? What are people doing with your websites? How many times are they talking to someone? How many emails do your salespeople send? All of that data can be built into a model. Now, built into GreenRope, I'm a little biased, obviously, because we built a predictive analytics engine into GreenRope to do this very, very thing. Once you accumulate that data, it's a matter of drawing statistical connections between conversions, which is someone doing something of value to you, whatever that is, or hitting a certain stage in a funnel, for example, to those different actions. And so if you are able to look and say that not even just maybe making 10 friends in this example, it could be something demographic. It could be certain genders are more likely to purchase from you, or certain geographic locations, or certain income levels. So you can look at demographic data, and then you can also look at activity data. It could be, is there a certain presentation that's highly correlated with a conversion? Is there reading a particular email, or clicking on a particular link, or watching a particular video, or having a conversation with someone in customer service? Having all of that data accumulated, you can draw a map or a correlation between those people that become customers and what they did to get there. So once you gather enough data, the predictive analytics engine runs and says, okay, let's find all these correlations, because not one single thing is going to drive it for everybody. But you start to draw a picture once you get that statistical model built, and you can say, I know that these are the main conversion drivers. So we have a way to show that in a predictive analytics format that says, you know, these things are the predictive scores, and you can say this person is most likely to convert. And then we also have graphical tools that will show you in a colorized way, what are the great drivers? Is it certain campaigns? Is it certain demographic data? Whatever, being able to correlate all of those things, the demographics and the actions and the campaigns, to those conversions. And so again, you can't do that if you don't have the data all in one place. And that's what we want to build here.
Yeah. And I don't want you to have to give away the secret sauce, but here's how my pea brain thinks about creating that predictive analytics model without actually creating a predictive analytics model. You take the conversions that you have, you look at your customer relationships, the most valuable relationships you have, and you start to look at what are the things that are the most consistent in their journey. How many touch points did they have? What is the content that they spent the most time consuming? Was there a similar path? It's not going to be linear. They're not all going to be the same, but maybe you're able to pull out some things that are commonalities amongst a large portion of your conversions. And then you try to model people that are close to those behaviors. Hey, somebody that came to my website 5 times and also downloaded the white paper is likely to become a conversion. I'm going to go push the white paper to people that have already visited the website 5 times. I'm assuming that your model is more sophisticated than, like I said, my pea brain's example, but that's how I think of figuring out how to do your customer journey and your data modeling that you're talking about. Is you take your customers, you take people that are farthest down the journey, you look to see what they look like as a template, and then you go try to have other people follow that roadmap.
That's exactly it. And sometimes it's simple, and sometimes there's a lot of factors involved. It depends what you're selling, and it's going to be different for every single business, because even if you're doing what seems to be exactly the same thing as your competitor, you have your own special way of doing it. Maybe it's your own special messaging, it's your branding, it's the colors, I don't know, whatever it is going to be different from your competitor. And that's going to drive different kinds of customer behavior. There is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all approach to this. Just like Facebook saying it's 10 friends, maybe Instagram, the answer is 20, or maybe it's a certain number of likes. I mean, who knows? So with your particular business model, you have to figure out what are those things. And to do that, you need to have a complete CRM that pulls all that data together that you can do that analysis with. And if you don't want to be a PhD in data science, get a system that allows you to do that analysis and draw those correlations in a way that's meaningful so you can make those data-driven decisions and say, like you were saying, maybe this particular white paper is highly correlated with a conversion. Let's push the white paper.
I think predictive analytics and data modeling is an incredibly complex topic. I think my takeaway here is that you need to be able to look at conversions or data that you already have to try to create some sort of model that you can replicate, whether you're using advanced data modeling, whether you're trying to hack it together yourself. If you're a startup or an earlier stage growth stage company, you might not be able to afford some of the advanced tools. The rule of thumb here is use your existing conversions as a template, try to see commonalities, and then try to push the things that are driving those conversions to people that are relatively far down the funnel, and you work your way up. And we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow, talking a little bit more about building out those systems. So that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Lars Helgerson, CEO of GreenRope, for joining us. In the third part of this interview, which we're going to publish tomorrow, Lars and I are going to talk about building information systems to optimize your marketing efforts. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Lars, you can click on the link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is GreenRope, GreenRope, or you can visit his company's website, which is greenrope.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes, contact information for our guests, you can subscribe to our once-a-week newsletters, you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you could always reach out on social media. Our handle is MartechPod, MartechPod, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. If you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish episodes every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.